From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down that decision, saying it will only use its air force there, not ground troops. Sergei Ivanov, chief of Putin's administration, said in televised remarks after the discussion that the parliament voted unanimously to give the green light to Putin's plea. Ivanov insisted that Moscow is not sending ground troops to Syria. He says, we're talking exclusively about a Russian Federation Air Force operation. As our president already said, using military on the ground of warfare is excluded, and the military goal of the operation is exclusively support from air of Syrian government troops in their fight against the Islamic State. Meanwhile, NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after a Taliban insurgent seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up their biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway in the northern city's airport where government forces retreated. Meanwhile, people living in Kunduz are evacuating after a third day of heavy fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghan lawmakers have called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign Wednesday over his government's shameful handling of the battle for Kunduz. Outside the building within parliament grounds, female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, we don't want to hear any more lies. They keep telling us that they're sending troops, but it's almost 72 hours that people inside the city are suffering from a lack of food. VOA News.